All right, folks. Welcome to Monday's call. All right, we're here. I hope you guys are killing it. You know, we're at the end of June here, and I hope you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. I hope you're halfway to your goal or more. But if you're not, as you can probably tell, the market is definitely that. You know, look, Arizona, California, Nevada, temperatures kicked up finally. Okay, and so has the market. It's been kicked up for a while now too. So hopefully everybody's killing it. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Okay, and today we are very fortunate from one of our wonderful affiliates to have an interview, Mike Prestini from Axia Mortgage. He works out of primarily the, what, Sahara and Southwest office, Mike, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And rumor has it that he's also has unbelievable knowledge, and he's kind of a trivia wizard of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Is that true, Mike?
Yeah, no, that's.
I'm only kidding.
It's only been 2 minutes. It's funny. I was wondering when you were gonna in the call when if you were gonna say something about that. Yeah.
Mike is the only guy that when I see him, he still reminds me of the Snow Bowl in Foxborough against John Gruden and the Raiders.
It's still painful.
Well, hey, here's the good news. You know, look what the Raiders just did in the off season, and you guys got, you know, and we now, because they're my home team too now, Raiders coming to Vegas, they've got a tremendous team, and they got one more year in Oakland, and then they're going to be right here, and that stadium is looking amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and they just got picked for Hard Knocks too on HBO.
Yes, so. I heard that. That is so cool.
It's going to be interesting to see the development of the team before they get here for sure.
Yep. You know, it's really funny. When I moved here, I called Las Vegas the fake city because it has enough people for a city, but it's all, you know, it's all gambling and stuff. But now I've been here 9 years now. Now it's a real city with real sports coming in, and it's really, really awesome to see.
Well, now they're talking about MLS team coming too.
Yes.
So
I saw that too. Yeah, and baseball and basketball are not far off.
Right.
I can see that happening. So, okay, Mike, just tell them a little about yourself and how long you've been in the business. And I know everybody that uses you has great things to say, but tell them a little, like, how long you've been doing this and all that good stuff.
So I've been back in the business for about 7-8 years. I originally started back in, like, 2003. And then I got out and went into banking for 8 years and then, you know, worked my way up in banking, was a branch manager at Chase and all of that. And then decided to just kind of branch off and do mortgages again. But I've been back in the business for about 7-8 years. I'm married. I have 3 kids, just had, my 8th wedding anniversary back in March.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I see you're into hockey lately too. You got the kids playing hockey. That's great.
Yeah, well, you know, the 7-year-old at 6, he said, you know, Daddy, I wish you can play hockey with me, and you know, it kind of crumbled my heart. So I went out and bought all my stuff and joined up, and here we are.
That's so awesome! Congratulations, Dad. You know, kids will motivate you to do that, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's truly amazing. I'm sitting in my home office now and I'm staring over and I built these dryer racks for our gear out of PVC. And I've got, you know, his stuff on his dryer rack and my stuff on my dryer rack. And it's truly, I can't express how amazing it is just to be able to share that with him, you know, as he's coming up and being able to get out there with him. So,
Yep, that is so awesome. Yep, I taught all my kids how to ski, and last week I was doing double sessions with my 15-year-old who's 6'2" and a half, 180 pounds. You know, he's going to play defensive end high school football, and I've been taking him through the workout routine that I do. But the good thing, see, what he got to do is go to workout with me in the morning for 2 hours, 4 a.m. to 6, and then he went back to bed. And then I come back and got him in the afternoon, and then we did our second session. So he did session, sleep, session.
Ooh, double session.
Work. Yeah. what the hell, right? So it was a blast. And he'll be back in another week for us to do that again for 2 weeks this time.
Wow.
So it's very rewarding. So, okay,
yeah,
so
that's great.
So now, you know, one of the things that I think everybody should hear is, you know, okay, so there's a process. And I know, see, selfishly for me, okay, VP of sales for Berkshire Hathaway, Mark Stark's companies in Arizona, California, and Nevada, especially Arizona, okay, and Nevada is we use Axia. And to me, watching the progression since I've been here 5 years now is it's like Axia is the all-star team now of all the, you know, other companies we had affiliations with before, which for me is really good because all the good people, you know, yourself, John, Matt, and you got, you know, Julian, I mean, and the list, Rob, I mean, even in Arizona, you've got all the list, Chris here, you guys got so many good people. But to me, that team concept and helping people, you know, work with the right people and not waste their time is critically important. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely agree. I definitely agree that with this company, it's turned a corner, especially with how, you know, we're dealing with the MSA and Berkshire and the agents and et cetera. So, yeah, it's come full circle for sure.
I agree 100%. So give them, like for instance, okay, so I'm an agent in, like in Success Series. In Success Series, I know, as you know, you've come in and did an interview a few times and introduced yourself. And I teach them to do the team concept where let you guys, you know, in Nevada, it's equity. Let equity handle the closing and the title and let Axia handle your buyers. So tell them a little about what you guys can do to help them with that process. I think that would be really important for them to hear.
So, I mean, what we do is we'll coach the agents on how, especially the new ones, we'll coach the agents on how to approach a buyer. We'll coach them on what to say. Because a lot of the times, you know, you don't know what to say to a buyer. You know, hey, I want to buy a house. Okay, what's the first step? So we coach them on the first step. And we'll actually, like for me, I'll actually give them a little bit of scripting on how to get the buyer over to me. And then we just kind of just walk them through the process, walk the agent through the process, walk the buyer through the process. And then... you know, just kind of talk about it. So basically it's, hey, this is, you know, you want to buy a house. This is Mike over at Axia Home Loans. He sits right in my office. You know, maybe there's some additional things that we add into there. You know, he's going to give you a call. You know, it's okay, you know, to give out your information. He's going to ask you, you know, about your credit. He's going to ask you about your income, et cetera. You know, it's okay to give that information to him. And then he's going to qualify you and then let me know where your price point is. And then, you know, it's a warm handoff to me, and then it's a warm handoff back to the agent to get them out looking.
Okay, good. Yeah, good, good, good. And what you guys do basically is take over the process for them so they don't have to go through all that, which is what I like. I like, you know, the team concept, meaning like what – okay, so here's what I would say to a buyer today, all right? Look – I know you've been pre-qualified because a lot of them have been, but I still want you to get qualified by my guy or gal, okay, depending on who you're talking to, all right? And that is, okay, so where are you right now? I'm going to have them call you, and I want them to take you through the process because, to me, I don't want to be running around with people. First off, I don't want people to get their hopes up on things that they can't afford or buy, right? Secondly, I want to make sure that that I'm spending my time with people that are, you know, ready to go. And if they follow a system, then they're ready to go. And if they're not, they're usually not.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really like that team concept thing. You know, it's hey, you know, Mike's on my team or John, whoever you're dealing with, you know, he's on my team. I have a team of people that, you know, that can take care of you. And, you know, I learned that team concept, you know, when I was at Chase, you know, with the higher end clients would come in and it would be the branch manager would be there, the financial advisor would be there, the loan officer would be there. You know, we'd have the team inside the conference room and everybody would, you know, be like, hey, you know, we're here to take care of the whole aspect of your transaction. And so I think that that's important, especially in the real estate world. You got to have a team put together that you can trust, people that you can go to, or else it's just going to go all willy-nilly on you. So.
Right. Right. And then And the other thing I like is that you guys are a mortgage broker, not a bank. So you have tremendous products and all that stuff going on for people that you can help them. And it's, look, if they can get qualified, you guys can get them qualified.
Right. Yeah. I agree with that. If there's something that we can't do, I personally feel like there's really nobody else out there that can do it. If we say no, then they're not going to be able to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mike, can you hold on a second here? I'm going to ask you to do one thing in 1 second for me, okay? All right. Mike, I've just muted everybody, so you need to hit *6 on your phone, please, so we can hear you. Just hit *6, and then I'll be able to hear you.
Okay. There you go.
All right. There you go. Thank you. I forgot, and I just... You know, actually, it was amazing that we didn't hear any noise at all until right then, because I forgot to mute the whole call. Whoever's been on the call, you guys have been very good, because normally I mute it right away because it reminds me because I can hear everything.
Yeah, that could have went really bad.
Yeah, and I could hear somebody starting to talk, so I had to jump in there, and it reminded me right away when I heard somebody's voice other than yours. So sorry about that. That was my fault.
Yeah. You're good.
All right. So give us some updates as far as the market, what's going on right now, interest rates, and, maybe some stuff about the pre-qualification process. And I know you guys also help people repair their credit. You know, like if I'm – something important to me, if I've got somebody in my pipeline and let's say you call them and they can't qualify now, there's also a process you guys help them with as well too. So – that was a very loaded question. Start wherever you'd like.
Yeah. All right. So, let's just start with the market. The market is hot, hot, hot right now. I mean, lot of inventory. Interest rates are declining slightly. It's opening up a world where we're starting to get a lot more calls about refinances, people consolidating debt, et cetera, because of the low interest rates. I think it's
now,
a
hold on
fantastic
one second, Mike.
Time Just, to buy. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second now. Now, honestly, okay, because I've heard that now, you know, Julie spoke at the office meeting from Axia, you know, in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And when she told us the rates were continuing to decline, I'm like, did that – and you guys are doing refinances, right? Has that kind of shocked you? It's kind of shocking me that that's going on right now.
Yeah, considering where we were, I think, October, November of last year, when we received word that the Federal Reserve was going to raise the base rate 3 or 4 times this year, it's come, you know, January, February, they came back out and said, we're not raising them at all this year. And then if I'm not mistaken, I read a rumor that the next time they meet, they might actually be dropping that base rate now.
That's what I heard.
You know, I think that you're going to hear the word recession, over the next few months up until the end of the year. But if you really know and study about recession, that just means that interest rates are just going to go even lower and people are going to be able to afford houses. It's just a matter of having those people over or educating those people to overcome that fear of purchasing when they hear that word recession. I think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges. So,
yeah, that word recession just means 2 quarters in a row, either the rate or the stock market has gone down for two quarters in a row. That's the definition of recession.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy. So, there wasn't a real estate before that word, just the word for the economy and the interest rates.
And so, most people will be like, well, you know, my business is horrible because we're in a recession. And so, you know, something to think about when it's recession time, that's when we make money. You know, that's when people are buying, that's when it's more affordable. I mean, think about this, you know, the interest rate goes down 0.25% or 0.5%. Well, now, you know, instead of buying something at $200,000, they're able to buy something at $220,000, $230,000, $240,000. So that's the type of conversations that we need to be having with people. Hey, you know, I know you haven't, you know, you couldn't buy, you know, 6 months ago, but, you know, now, you know, you're looking at being able to purchase something a little bit more. and better. So,
which I believe also plays right into appreciation for properties too, because the interest rates are lower.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, the public looks at the payment. How much am I putting down, and what's my payment going to be?
Right, and that's definitely, you know, moving into the pre-qualification process. That's definitely a question that I personally ask, and I usually joke with people. You know, I say, listen, I don't have to make your mortgage payment. You do. You know, so if you want to spend $3,000 a month on a mortgage, I'll do that for you. If you only want to spend $1,000, then that's what we're going to work on. So you're absolutely right. Like, people just want to know what they're paying every month. So I think we're moving into a really good part of the year. We have an election year coming up. You know, it's going to make some adjustments. So, you know, I think everybody needs to get a little bit more savvy and, you know, kind of reduce those fears with people coming in. But all in all, it's a great market right now, and I think it's going to continue for quite some time. So,
okay. So that's kind of the market update and interest rate update as well. Okay.
Yeah.
How about a process update? Like, you know, I'm a brand new agent or I'm a newer agent, and I'm kind of wondering what I should do as far as dealing with a mortgage company and so forth. And so what do you, you know, because I've worked with you guys 4 or 5 times, and I tell everybody that too. I know what you guys do, what you guys, matter of fact, you guys even gave me a couple of suggestions that lowered my interest rate a little bit too. So give them a, you know, so you have, I have a buyer, I turn them over to you. I mean, tell them, give them the exact process of what you do to make sure they qualify, you stay in touch with them, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So for me personally, once I get a lead from an agent, it automatically goes right into my CRM, where I'm keeping in contact with them, making calls, sending text messages, leaving messages, sending emails. You know, I even got a little bit more savvy and signed up. I have a schedule app, so that when I'm sending text messages out, if they want to schedule that 15-minute phone call for me just based off of, you know, from the text message, they can. It goes directly into my calendar. And then, you know, the agent is tagged on that lead forever. For as long as they're a realtor, any single time, it could be 2 months from now, it could be 10 years from now. If that particular person calls me, you know, they're tagged to that agent. Doesn't matter if they're still at Berkshire or not. And I reach out to the agent and say, hey, Susie from 2008 called and, you know, wants to buy another house. And so they get tagged on that. So that process continues until I get in touch with them. Once I get in touch with them, I have a 15-20 minute conversation of, you know, goals and dreams. I build rapport. If they want to come and see me, I set the appointment. If, you know, 8 times out of 10, you know, it's over the phone. So have that goals and dreams, you know, conversation with them, write down their goals, what they want to do. And then I move into the application. You know, I give them 3 choices. You want to come in and sit with me, do the application. You want to do it over the phone, or you want to do the online application. And then just continue moving through the process. And throughout this whole process, I'm updating the realtor. And,
yeah,
you know, Susie, you know, we talked to Susie today. She's going to fill out the online application. Great. Okay. You know, Susie filled out the online application. It's pending review. I'll get back to you with that process. Okay. Susie's, now we're moving to the next stage. Susie's pre-approved for X amount of money. You know, go ahead and, you know, here's all the details. And then, you know, we just continue to move through the process and hopefully get them in contract and
moving on from there. And you know, you mentioned the team concept earlier. What I tell them is, like, people always tell me, well, how do you stay up on mortgage interest? I go, I don't. I mean, I don't. Here's what I tell them. And as soon as they start telling me stuff, I'm like, guys, I really appreciate it. But ultimately, interest rates, programs, we work with a great company, Axiom Mortgage. I want you to look at, you're going to tell. And plus, let's face it, here's what I've learned years before I did it this way, is that they never tell you. It's like as soon as they get talking to the mortgage originator or the bank, all of a sudden the truth really comes out. So they're always going to tell you guys more than they tell us, the realtors, anyway. So I just tell them, you know, what your job is to get them into the pipeline. Once they're in the pipeline and actually is working with them, then it's your job to go find another one. They'll keep you updated. I mean,
right.
They have a vested interest in this as well. So that's kind of what I coach them, is to really take advantage of the arrangements we have and the team concept.
And I do the same thing, Rick. So, you know, I'm like, hey, listen, you know, you just pass that lead on over to me. I'll take care of it. You'll be well-informed through calls, emails, text messages. You know exactly what's going on with that lead. You know, now go get another one. You know, go get
right.
five more. Go get 10 more. You know, that's what we want you to do. We want you to be out there, you know, getting clients and talking to people and getting them excited about buying a house. You know, you know, let us do the dirty work behind the scenes and call
Perfect.
And call and call and try to get them on the phone. So.
Perfect. No, I think that's great. I think that's absolutely fabulous. And to me, that's the team concept. And then obviously you guys
yeah.
use equity for the closing. And then, you know,
right.
it doesn't, like every time, and including family members that I've sent, and my really good friends just closed on with you guys too. We all closed early.
That's awesome.
I'm not saying that happens every time, but that's a good sign to me as far as getting everything done. It's always better to under-promise and over-deliver. And that
right.
goes for everything in this business. Okay, so
right.
here's kind of a unique question, and I think I asked John the
sure.
same thing, but I can't remember because that was a while ago. So you've been in the business for a long time now. You've seen a lot of realtors. You've been with the company. You've been with the
mm-hmm.
how long have you been working in one of the Berkshire Hathaway branches? For quite a while, right?
I believe I'm going on 4 years. It'll be 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's either three or I think it's 4 years coming up October.
That's what
October,
I, because I pretty much,
yeah.
ever since I've been traveling to the branches, I remember seeing you at definitely,
yeah.
mostly at Sahara, but I've seen you at Southwest a lot too. So,
right.
okay, you see agents come in, newer, and people that, I want to hear from your point of view, what would be, you know, as somebody looking in that's successful at what they do in a sales job, commission sales job,
mm-hmm.
looking at our people, what would be the three, like if you could give an agent the three most important pieces of advice, what would they be?
Oh,
kind of put
okay.
you on the spot.
Yeah, you did.
As a
no,
salesperson.
But I've actually answered this question quite a bit to agents.
Good.
Be consistent.
Okay.
Be consistent in your time management. I think time management is key.
Right.
Just be diligent. Like don't give up. You know, just keep moving forward. And
as Mark would say, be consistent in your daily revenue commitments, which is your contacts per day. Be consistent
yeah.
with your schedule, meaning follow the time blocks that you have in there. Right.
And for crying out loud, write it down. You know, write what you're
right.
doing daily. Write it down. You know, be consistent and just don't give up. You know, and don't be afraid to try new things. You know, I think that a lot of new agents, they come in and they see the agents that have been around for a while and, you know, they're making a lot of money. And, you know, it's not an easy business. You know, you've got to develop some thick skin and you've got to be able to, you know, get knocked on your butt a lot and be able to get up and continue to go. And as long
right.
as if you can develop that mindset, and, you know, Rick, you're constantly talking about mindset. And that's where we share a common goal, is mindset is huge in our industry, right? And
Absolutely.
I just tell agents, like, just get your mind wrapped around the fact that, you know, you're not going to be a millionaire, you know, the first year. You know, if you
right.
are, congratulations, but you're not. But keep going. Keep moving forward. Get your fingers dirty. Get your hands dirty. And keep going forward. And you know what? And don't think about your failures. Just keep moving forward and learn. And then, you know, a couple years down the road, you'll look back and go, oh, man, I'm so glad I kept going. You know, like,
yeah.
here I am. I'm to my goal or wherever I want to be. And that's it. I think a lot of new agents, they come in and they're like, okay, I got this piece of paper that says I'm an agent. You know, so now where's all my leads? And it's like, well,
right.
you got to go get those, you know,
yeah.
you know? So,
yeah, it's the polar, it's the polar opposite of most businesses,
especially
people in Vegas that worked on the Strip or in retail or people come to you. In real estate, you have to create your own pipeline. So what I heard you say is be super consistent with your schedule. Then I also heard you say you got to be persistent even through failure, which is very, very important. Yeah. And the way you do that is by working on your mindset and stay clear. Yeah. And then one of my favorites was when you get knocked down and you're going to keep getting back up. You get knocked down 8 times, you get up 9. Get knocked down 15, you get up 16, which I think is, see, a lot of agents, and I've seen this happen. They quit before the miracle happens. All right. And usually.
Yeah, and right.
Go ahead. I was going to say, usually the frustration level is at an all-time high and you're a couple steps away from making it happen. And then they cave and, you know, so it's really, you gotta bust through to the next level. You know, I'll tell you this quick example. One, a good friend of mine, Matthew Ferry, used to use this example about when Chuck Yeager broke the speed, sonic boom, you know, the, the speed of sound.
The sound barrier. Yeah, the sound, speed of sound.
Yeah, it's like 700 and something miles an hour. When that happened, most of the time they backed away because the plane was shaking so bad that they thought it was going to fall apart. And then they heard the sonic boom, which had never happened before, and they just assumed the plane blew up, but it didn't. What happens when they break the sound barrier is it goes from shaking, boom, and then smooth, which is really kind of crazy if you think about it. And that's really a great example for a good real estate sales career. As the wheels are coming off the bus, it's shaking, it's crazy, and then all of a sudden you bust through to the next level and it gets smooth. And most people can't even fathom that happening, so they give up.
Right. And like you said, they'll give up right when they're about to make a breakthrough.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, my man. So we're right at 28 minutes. Any final thoughts you want to leave them?
No, just, continue to rock and roll. Just know that Axia has got your back at every turn. And, we're going to do what we can to help you be successful. Yeah, my cell phone number, my personal cell phone number is 702-497-0584. Or just come see me. I'm sitting at Sahara. And just know that we've got your back. We're going to do what we can to help you out.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. This is Tammy Franklin, Palm Springs. As far as Axia is concerned, the lead follow-up that you talked about, emailing potential borrowers and contacting agents, that kind of stuff, is that an Axia program or is that something you purchased yourself?
I do have probably, that's a me thing, but I do know, you know, most of my peers do have a decent follow-up system. I probably take it to a little bit different level than most. And, you know, my sales manager laughs at me because I'm always like, talking about the newest technology out there and the newest little gadgets and stuff like that. I mean, I have a little keypad for crying out loud that I sit on my desk that I use just for text messaging. And, you know, the agents will walk by and kind of chuckle at me a little bit because they're like, you're so nerdy and with your gadgets and stuff, but who wants to type with your thumbs all day long? You know, I have a special keyboard for it.
That's a good idea. I have clients, that's all they want is text. In fact, I lost a mortgage guy because he refused to do it by text, and that's all she does. She's on her phone all day. Even when we're out looking at property, she's texting. It's just crazy.
So that brings up some good advice there. So for those of you out there that are, you know, technology, that don't have a lot of technology savviness in you, if I was you, I would get technology savvy because it's not going to replace us, but the people that use technology will replace us.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Tammy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike, thank you. Appreciate that, Tammy. And also, Mike, thank you very much for an awesome interview. You're the best. Ladies and gentlemen,
Thank
we'll pick
you,
us
Rick.
Up in exactly 1 week. My pleasure. Thank you.
Woo!
Let's go get them, folks.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, bye.